Do you mind? We're playing through. Here's Froggy, Brian Golf, and Wacker.
It's another edition of the Playing Through podcast on Twitter at Playthrough Golf, at Froggy Radio, at Brian Wacker 1 from Golf Digest, and at Brian Golf on Instagram, BRYAN. Get us on social media, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. So many different golf balls on the market, right? I mean, like, yeah. when you walk into a store, which ball should you play? Which ball's for you? Is there a reason one ball costs $50 a dozen and another ball costs $19 a dozen? There's got to be a reason, right?
You would think, like, as far as the product itself, the R&D that goes into it, they got to get that money back. The quality, the material they use, maybe urethane costs a little bit more than Serlin, and, you know, this material costs more than that.
So you already know more than I do, urethane and Serlin. That's already, you already know way more than I know.
I don't even know if they make Serlin golf balls. I'm sure they do. It's basically like your $20 ball is probably made of Serlin, and then your $30 to $50 ball is made of, you know, your tour ball is urethane. Right. So.
And then there's other companies that are coming along now that are making golf balls, doing it a little cheaper. I know we've talked about Vice Balls on the podcast. We've also talked about...
Talk to Dean Snell.
Dean Snell from Huge.
We've talked about the Costco ball before.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different golf balls. Well, you know what? There's another new golf ball on the market, and we are actually joined by his name is Brett Blakely. He's the co-founder and director of branding and marketing at Encore Golf. Good morning, Brett.
Morning. How are you?
We're doing very well. So, you know what? So many different golf balls on the market, and we're saying, like, how do we know which balls for us, and then there's the balls that you always see in the store, and then there's new balls coming online all the time. I know you guys are not necessarily new, but I know you guys are newer in the golf ball business. What exactly makes Encore different than all these other golf balls out there?
I'm going to say this without trying to sound too offensive to the other ball companies. But
Go ahead.
We actually have real innovation. We're not just putting softer and longer on the front of a box and repurposing old outdated dipple patterns. And, you know, there's just been a lag and just not a lot of innovation over the past several decades. And, you know, a lot of the companies are able to rest on the laurels of their brand reputation and of their previous success. And I think for us, we always felt like, we had to come in with real innovation because, you know, they say that the golf ball industry is probably one of the hardest industries in the world to penetrate because it's dominated by these 800-pound gorillas and only a handful of them.
Right.
So to be able to try and chip away at any kind of market share and to create awareness of your product, you got to do something that's, you know, groundbreaking and that actually does what it says. So when we started just about 6 years ago, you know, we wanted to make sure that innovation was at the core, pun intended, of our products. So we launched the first ball, which was, we introduced the hollow metal core technology. And that was something that really got a lot of eyes on us because nothing like it had ever been created. It had been, you know, solid rubber construction for better part of 30 years at that point. And we had come in and said, well, we took some of that rubber right out of the center and put a hollow steel core in its place, meaning that there was no mass within the center of the golf ball. There was rubber around that 0.9-inch core, and the innovation and science behind it was meant to reduce the side spin, and that's exactly what it did. You think about a figure skater going into a spin. When they go to speed up, they bring their arms in tight. When they want to slow down and come to a stop, arms and legs go outward. So same thing that, you know, typical beginner and early stage golfers or even people that just have a tough time with accuracy. So with a hollowed out center, we were able to cause a much quicker decay in that side spin, which made it eventually be the most accurate golf ball in the industry. And that was kind of our aha moment where we said, all right, we not only have something innovative, but it actually works and people actually like it. And we spent about 2 years battling with the USGA, actually getting rejected twice, but eventually defeating them and becoming only the second company in 100 years to get them to rewrite the rules to allow new technology in. And since then, we've launched two other golf balls, and now we have a full suite. We have a golf ball called the Avant, which is the best in class when it comes to a two-piece low compression. It's a 65 compression golf ball, again a proprietary core that offers extremely long distance, especially for two-piece golf balls. That's the thing that makes this thing so great, is normally low compression does not have the same kind of distance and is usually just for lower swing speeds, but this thing performs well and reacts to all types of swing speeds. But the real kind of full culmination of all of our innovations came with the launch of our premium tour ball, the Elixir, last year. Our company has grown by over 400% since its launch, and we expect to do much more than that again this year, just because the word of the Elixir and its performance has gotten out. And once again, we got another kind of interesting letter from the USGA, and that was that we have the highest allowable initial velocity in the industry. So we are borderline illegal with the Elixir, but we are not. We are on the conforming list. So it's got a ton of velocity off the tee, really soft feel around the greens. And we actually took that hollow metal core, and instead of having a steel hollow core center, we actually blew that up, and we put high density metal particles and infused them into the mantle to create a perimeter weighted tour ball that also has the explosiveness off the tee and softness around the greens. And we've got players on the major tours using it, which is really exciting.
Brett, I want to go back to the beginning, because you said something that's fascinating to me, is that in terms of metal in the core, where did that idea come from? How did you guys arrive at that idea? Because that's not something that people would necessarily think when you're talking about a golf ball in terms of materials inside a golf ball that would be beneficial.
No, so, well, the main engineer behind that first golf ball, his name is Doug Dufault. And he's, you know, a lot of times some of the greatest ideas come from people outside of an industry. And it's because they approach things differently. In his case, he had a really crappy round of golf with a few engineer buddies. So
we can all relate to that.
Brains, yeah. You put those brains together with a couple post-round beers and their ingenuity, and they said, listen, we don't have time to fix our swing. We got to fix the ball. And of course, as I mentioned, you know, it's pretty easy for them to figure out as engineers what is the cause of a hook and a slice when it comes to the flight of a golf ball. So they said, well, how could we fix that? And that was to create some perimeter weighting. How they landed on the 304 grade A stainless steel was trial and error. We used a lot of different materials. Some were too heavy, putting it over the legal limit for golf balls. Some were not strong enough to withstand the impact of a driver. Some were too stiff, too hard, and eventually landed on that material of metal, that stainless steel. And it kept the ball within the weight requirements. It's able to withstand any kind of force and swing speed from a driver, but also did exactly what its intended purpose was, and that is to cause that side spin to decay.
Speaking of technology now, we leap from that to, you guys have a ball coming out or that sort of debuted at this year's PGA show. It, all intents and purposes, has a mini TrackMan inside of the computer chip inside the ball. How did you arrive to that? How did you make that happen?
How's that possible?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, this is where going back to what I said about how we always knew that aha moment of innovation is what's going to keep us in the industry. Innovation is what's going to allow us to actually grow a business and potentially start being talked about amongst some of the 800-pound gorillas. And that is exciting for us because, once again, we're using our first golf ball's technology in a sense, but kind of pumping some steroids into it. So we're using a hollow core to be the protective casing for the computer chip inside. So what's interesting is, I'm sure you've heard about a lot of companies who have claimed they're going to come out with a smart ball, a genius ball, this type of stuff. But and there are some smart balls out there, but you can only use them for putting or for chipping. And even those I've seen have had some suspect reviews on their performance. None of them can withstand the 15,000 pounds and upwards of G-force that is enacted on a golf ball from the driver. So one of the things that we wanted to make sure of is that we had a ball that could give the same exact data as you would get if you were to go get go to a simulator and be hitting in front of a screen where they're using algorithms and just, you know, about 2 feet of flight to tell you what your spin rates are, your distance and everything. We said, no, we want people to be able to take a golf ball on the course that has a computer inside it that will not just tell them GPS and where it's located so they can't lose it unless, of course, it goes in the water, but to give them all the relevant information that golfers would want to know about.
So How do you get the information off the ball? Does it pair to your phone via Bluetooth?
It's an app, yeah, right?
Yep, Bluetooth connectivity. There will be an app that it syncs with, and literally shot for shot in real time, it'll be instantly viewable, but also uploaded into the cloud.
Do you have to charge the ball?
Come on, you can't charge the ball, Froggy. No, but
there's got to be a way. It's got to have some type of battery power to be able to communicate with the phone.
Yeah, and so those are – we do. We have all sorts of – there's going to be a Genius Ball kit. In fact, we did an Indiegogo campaign, and it kind of runs through
– wild, right?
Everything that comes with it. And, we're hoping for a launch in 2018. There's a lot of things we still need to work out, but the science part of it, the calculations, the features of it have all been, tested, done. We're really excited about it. And one of the things that we're also happy about is – we didn't want to use a steel core because, when it comes to our regular suite of golf balls, that caliber, that hollow metal core golf ball, it's a little too stiff for most of the better players. When we first came out, we were marketing it as a ball for everybody when it really was a ball for, the weekend warrior and slower swing speeds because it did have a stiffness to it because there's not as much rubber to compress when you have the inside of it having a hollow steel core. So now we're taking that same concept of the hollow core, but we're going to be using a thermoplastic, which means it's going to be able to compress and feel a lot softer, feel much more like a typical golf ball that the everyday player would use. And, of course, as the electronics get smaller and smaller, we're going to be able to come up with even more, premium versions of the ball. But yeah, we're pretty excited about where this technology could take it. I mean, it could reshape the way golf is learned by, newcomers and the way golf is taught even. But more importantly, it's changing the experience of, what people typically do when they have to go indoors and hit against a screen. It's just not,
which sucks.
It's not real.
Yeah, right. That's the worst.
And that's what I love is that you can take it out onto the course. The way I learned to play was playing
golf
on a course.
Right.
Play golf.
Right.
That's a great way to learn.
Well, is the goal, Brett, for this ball to be USGA legal and be able to play in, an official round of golf, go towards your handicap?
No.
Yeah, no. Okay, so it's going to be on-course
it's a training
aid.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Does it have to be played on the course? So let's say, for example, I've got a little place in my backyard. I hit balls, and I've got a net. The ball maybe travels 3 or 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet before it hits the net and it stops. Would that ball work for me, or does it have to finish its carry all the way to the end?
That great question, and it will be able to do both, which is really exciting.
Cool.
Because that's the other thing. We want to help grow the game, and as we all know, price can be one of the inhibitors. Well, if you've got somebody who wants to practice and not have to, go out and play a whole round, or maybe it's just, not the right time of year, a guy's got a net in his basement, you'll be able to use it in that sense too. At the PGA show, we also announced a partnership with V-Golf. So they have a pair of sunglasses that will essentially be mixed reality. So you can wear these on the course, but they also have digital, a digital screen that you can see as well in the sunglasses, which means you don't have to buy this with the golf ball, but it'll be something that we offer as well. So you will be able to literally shoot, take a shot, go ahead, set it up on the tee, take your shot, and you look up in your sunglasses, all your stats are instantly right in front of your eye.
Wow, that's amazing.
The other thing, like the pro tracer, the shot tracer, where you can see the actual trajectory, you'll be able to see that in real time as well.
Wow.
On your glasses. And eventually, when you talk about these nets and everything like that, we're going to be able to have you playing an avatar of Tiger Woods in real time. You know, right
my
then
life
and
is
there,
complete.
Right, you just made one guy in this room very happy.
See, my life is complete. I can be the goat, T-Dub.
Do you have sunglasses that can allow you to sleep with the goat? Because Froggy would do that.
No, I want to sleep with other people like the goat did.
or maybe invent some clubs that'll help you swing
good.
Like he is.
Right.
There's a whole new meaning to goat watching.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there a price point yet of any kind? Do you know what this is going to cost, a roundabout ballpark figure?
So we do have a roundabout. Again, there's still a lot of things that we have to figure out because, of course, the ball, by the way, the electronics, a lot of people are asking, well, how long is it going to last? The electronics are not what's going to die first. It's going to last as long as a typical golf ball would, which means it lasts as long as the skin will allow it to last. But right. What we want to do is make sure, because it will be more expensive, we want to have, you know, we'll have like a recycle program where they can just basically send theirs in, get a new one in its place. Really, we're going to try and keep it in the 20-25, hopefully, per ball range. So we're thinking of, and since the Elixir is, I'm not just saying this because I'm one of the owners of the company, but the Elixir is the best performing tour ball on the market right now. We want to sell them as a pair. So we'll probably have an option where you can get a Genius ball as a sleeve, but we want people to play with the smartest ball as well as the best ball and have that experience, you know, both in once. We might do like, you know, three sleeves and a dozen, and then the third sleeve is a sleeve with a Genius ball. So they can go out and practice and get their statistics, you know, with the one ball, but then also
play with the other, play with the Elixir.
Play with the other.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I would like to say that I played an Elixir last week. I played the very first hole. I made a birdie. The very first hole I ever played with an Elixir, I made a birdie. Now, I'm not saying the Elixir, but the Elixir damn sure didn't hurt any.
Well, and my thing with it is the performance of the Elixir, because obviously I think it's interesting that everybody else has an X ball, a red ball, a black ball, you know, an S ball, da-da-da-da-da. There's always, hey, do you want, you know, higher launch, low spin off the driver, or do you want more spin, you know, off your irons, your wedges, short game feel? I think it's interesting that, one, you just have the Elixir. It's like this ball is supposed to do it all. So I kind of got two things. How is the new Genius ball going to perform in comparison to the Elixir? So you go practice, get your numbers and everything, because obviously they all spin differently, they all launch differently. I mean, that's how the golf ball is designed. How are they going to line up for those, you know, that are going to team up both balls? And explain real quick, if you can, the Elixir and why you only have the Elixir and you know, why I should play that ball.
Yeah, so first I'll answer your first question, which is, it's going to be a urethane cover. It's going to have a very nice feel. It'll probably be more similar to our Avant. So in our full suite of golf balls, we've got the Caliber, which is for, you know, kind of the beginner or really lower swing speeds. You got the Avant, the low compression for the intermediate, and then the Elixir is a premium ball. So the first version of our Genius ball will be something closer to an Avant, but with a premium urethane cover. So it's kind of going to be in between. We're also going to have some formulas that will allow for a calibration, which means it'll let you, you know, you'll let it know what ball you typically play. It'll take aggregate all the data of typical spin rates with your swing speed, etc., which means it can then let you know exactly what statistics of the Genius ball are, you know, how they're more relevant to what you typically play. When it comes to the Elixir, we're talking about a ball that, you know, has been called the most complete ball, because with typical tour balls or other companies, you have multiple tour balls. Some are really good off the tee, but they are not very good around the greens. Right. Some are great around the greens and not great off the tee. Part of the magic about this ball is because we have a perimeter weighted tour ball with those high density particles in the mantle. B, we've got the highest initial velocity. And C, we've got a really thick, it's actually a super thick coat of cast urethane. So you're really getting everything in one. The perimeter weighting has shown that it's about an average of 30% straighter than the top three tour balls on the market. I'll let you figure out which ones those are. Don't say them out loud. Don't, you know, we know better than pick a fight with the big dogs. So you got the accuracy component, you got the feel component, and you got this really high initial velocity. But one of the things that most people don't even focus on in golf ball reviews, but has been something that, you know, whether it's Revolution Golf or, I mean, any of these reviewers, all of them have, and even the tour players, when they started testing them, all of them said, this ball is the best ball I've ever played in the wind. And it creates a flywheel effect. So normally in windy conditions, you start to see a flutter at the tail end of the trajectory. You don't get that with this thing, and it also does keep a straighter path. So, you know, it's really fun for us to see these performance, you know, benefits that we didn't even predict were going to be a feature of it. But the wind play is something really interesting. And I mean, have you ever played around a golf where there are outside variables that you don't get in a simulator, you know, impacting your game? Of course not. Wind is one of the most consistent variables that you have to account for. So it is a night and day, you know, better performer in those windy conditions. And I think it's just because of all those components, you know, melting into one.
Well, Brett, thank you so much for your time. You're heading out this weekend. Want to try a different golf ball? They're online at Encore. That's O-N-C-O-R-E, EncoreGolf.com. Try them out. Once again, balls starting as low as, I think, $19 up to $35 a dozen, and really good golf balls. Thank you so much for your time, Brett. Really, really appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys. It was a blast.
It's a good golf ball.
Yeah, it is a good golf ball, right? I like the Elixir. I actually played, like I said, I birdied the first hole at Lago.
Birdied
the first hole. Didn't hit a drive perfect. Hit a great iron shot and made the putt. Feels really good off the putter.
Yep.
But also feels very soft coming off the irons as well.
Well, now I've got a sleeve in my hands. I'm going to go try them out this
week.
Yeah,
Encore. Definitely a ball that I'm going to do a little bit. Like 2018 is the year of the ball test for me. I'm going to figure out what ball I'm going to play. Simple as that. Oh!
I think you've had enough.
Playing through.
Noah? Now you've had enough.
With Froggy, Brian Golf, and Wacker.
Oh, bitch.